If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Freaky Friday and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Now, Steve Miggs, I know you and I are not celebrating this day, but Danny is celebrating Crab Meat Friday, which basically just means wearing short shorts.
The Hoochie Daddies.
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
I didn't know that was the day today.
Well, and so I have coined... I have coined the term crab meat for, like, you know, exposing a man's upper thigh.
Yeah, you look very excited today.
Crab legs!
I do love a short short on a man.
Short shorts are pretty funny how it's, like, now the thing.
It's totally the thing. Yeah. But I've always enjoyed it.
I did get a pair of bathing suits through Shein, you know, because I'm a...
God, who are you?
Because, you know, I spend lots of money. Yeah. And I got them, and then I would put them on, and I'm like, yeah, that short. I'm thinking they're fine, right? And I'm sitting in my backyard on, like the steps. My wife comes out. She's like, yeah, you might never want to wear those outside. I was like, why? She's like, just look. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, something was popping.
She saved you from a wardrobe malfunction in public,
potentially. If there were children around, I might have been arrested.
Crab legs!
I didn't know they made 2-inch shorts.
Yes, they do. They're pretty awesome.
What is the inseam on those bad boys, Danny?
5 inches.
Oh.
Are those chubbies?
They're not chubbies. They're a brand called Kill Crew, actually. Thank you.
I like the chubbies, too, though. The chubbies are awesome.
I would just like to say thank you to all of the men in 5-inch inseams.
Crab legs!
Because I love it. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by
Crab
and Palace Law. Today, what a day today. Do you know what today is? It is July 7th. 11th.
That means that we're getting Slurpees.
You know it.
Crab legs.
And crab leg flavored Slurpees. That's right. It is National 7-Eleven Day because it's 7-Eleven. So as always, they're offering free Slurpees. But I learned something new this morning.
Yes.
Did you know back in the 70s, 7-Eleven released a vinyl record to celebrate National Slurpee Day? And it's all about the Slurpee. And it's called, I'm not kidding you. This sounds like something that maybe some people might click on certain websites. It's called Dance the Slurp.
Oh, no.
Slurp. Taryn's feeling it. Maybe you'll play it at Camp Cash this weekend.
I love this song.
Apparently, so did DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist. But back in 1999, they used the sample of the song for their song Brain Freeze.
Brain Freeze. Perfect. Hello. It's just so summery and good.
You know what's not good? The Seattle Mariners.
Don't say it.
I am so angry about yesterday's game. I'm not going to lie to you. They were up 5-0. Brian Wu proving why he deserves to be a part of the All-Star team because he had a no-hitter, I think, going into the eighth inning, if I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then the Mariners bullpen. And, I mean, it was the good guys like Brash and also Munoz just fell apart. Next thing you know, it's like 5-2 and 5-3. And I'm like, it's a couple of outs. Ninth inning. We should be able to win this. Mm-hmm. No, they did not. They go into extra innings, end up losing to the Yankees 6-5. Up next, their final series before the All-Star break, which they so desperately need, taking on the Detroit Tigers. Just frustrating because they swept the Pittsburgh Pirates, dominated them, and so then they go in and take on the New York Yankees, who are kind of slumping. But boy, oh boy, did that turn around bad.
I don't know if anybody out there would remember this, but back in the day, there was a piece of Mariners merch called the Damn the Yankees Hanky.
Yeah.
And I still have one, and I feel like I need to, like, bust that thing out today.
Oh, that was just so frustrating. It's just, you know, I mean, average team doing average team things.
Boo.
I mean, that's the best way to describe it.
Well, here's something cool for the city of Seattle. Pier 58 has been newly redesigned, and it's going to open officially on Friday, July 25th. That's 2 weeks from today. They're adding nearly 50,000 square feet of new public park space between the aquarium and the Great Wheel. And
I'm
the photos
of that.
It, the photos look awesome.
It only took them like 17 years. Right. So that it feels like. It's awesome.
There is going to be a big community right. celebration.
The pictures look awesome.
So cool. And that's going to be happening the day it opens from 4 to 8 p.m. Going to be pretty cool. Neat plaza space. Maybe we go check it out. I don't know. Field trip.
All right, sure.
4 to 8 p.m. That's when we go to bed.
Oh, man. I was going to say, right after work, we can head on over there. Show off Danny's.
Crab legs!
Hey, Starbucks, they've launched a couple of new Frappuccinos. Are you a Frappuccino person?
I mean, when I was, like, a child.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a maturity thing.
Totally. I'm really mature now.
I'll be honest, though. There are many times where I'm stuck in line, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. My first thought is, this mother effer in front of me is ordering a Frappuccino. And sure as that, the barista's handing over those frozen blended drinks that just take freaking forever. Well, now they got a couple of new ones. They're called the Strato Frappuccinos for the summer. Three different ones, salted caramel mocha, strawberry matcha, and brown sugar.
Mm.
Which one would you go with if you had a pick of the three?
I guess the caramel one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, probably. The salted caramel.
Salted caramel's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Danny, which one would you go with?
Salted caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brown, I don't like brown sugar much.
Oh, see, that would be my number two.
Yeah, I think I would go number two also with brown sugar.
Oh, and they have one more flavored Frappuccino. It's the
crab legs!
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 80 degrees today. It's going to be a nice day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Crab legs! Daily Migs Show.
We have kicked off Kicks for Kids for the sixth year in a row with the fine folks at Mary's Place. And the goal that we have in front of us, Steve Miggs, we want to put 400 pairs of brand new shoes on local kids in need as they get ready to go back to school.
And as of right now, I mean, we have a lot of work to do. I think we have enough money to put on a couple of pairs of shoes for some people. So I get it. Times are tough. Money's tight. But if you have a couple of dollars, it doesn't have to be $100. It doesn't have to be $50. If you got $5, $10, $25, whatever you can donate, that would be so much appreciated. And shout out to like Mark Guy, who donated $25 to Kicks for Kids.
You can head to KISW.com and make a donation today.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steve, I feel like this happens fairly often where we're talking about something off the air.
Yes.
And you look at me and you go, huh?
I was like, can we back up for a second? And this happened just the other day. You were talking about, I can't remember how we got into the conversation. We were talking about cremation. And you're like, do you know I have a friend that does aquamation? And that is a term I never heard. I was like, what is that? And you started explaining it to me. I'm like, is there any way we could talk to your friend about this? Because this is just, to me, it was fascinating.
Well, she is my friend who went to WSU with me. Her name is Darcy. And she is the founder of Resting Waters Aquamation in West Seattle. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, Darcy. So to go back in time a couple of days ago, I never heard the term aquamation. I got a feeling that there's some of our listeners that also have no idea what that is. So if you had to explain to somebody what aquamation is, how would you explain it?
It's easiest if I kind of compare it to cremation, just because that's what most of our brains go to when we think of body disposition. And so essentially what I'm doing is I'm reducing the body down to the bone and teeth. I'm using water heated to 200 degrees, so below boiling, water flow. So it kind of circulates in the system like a pool, an infinity pool would, in a circular motion. And then I use a substance called alkali. It's potassium hydroxide that creates a really alkaline environment in the system. So lots of people don't realize that a body breaks down easier in an alkaline environment as opposed to an acidic one. Yeah. And so I'm essentially doing rapid decomposition. At the end of what I do is the same as what at the end of flame-based cremation is, which is the bone and teeth are what are left over at the end of the process.
So you said rapid. How? I'm having a lot of dark questions, I feel. But like,
yeah.
if I had a stopwatch, how long would it take from the start of the body being in there to the point where you're just down to the teeth?
So the system that we use takes 20 hours from start to finish.
We're talking to Darcy. She's the founder of Resting Waters Aquamation. And Darcy, you did this for my dog, Kona, when she passed away a couple of years ago. And what I got back, not only were these, I got an urn, like this beautiful decorative urn, and then we had scatter urns. It doesn't stop there. Some of the connections that you guys have and some of the afterlife care that you do with animals is pretty fascinating. One of the things that I had brought up to Steve was what you guys do with the skull. Some people like to keep the skulls of their animals. How does that work?
You know, one of the good things about pet death care not being as highly regulated as human death care is that we can do neat things like taxidermy and skeletal preservations. We actually do surgically remove, prior to the aquamation, any body part that the family wants to keep, and then it's returned back to the family.
So you said you could do this for the pet, so I'm assuming like if Aunt Sally passed away, you couldn't get her skull.
No, unfortunately, you can't. The human side is, you know, highly regulated. And so those fun things that we get to do for pet parents, unfortunately, can't be done in the human arena.
So, Darcy, out of curiosity, what has been one of maybe the, I don't want to say strange, because I know everybody, you know, wants the aftercare done differently. But maybe what's one of like the more strange requests or interesting body parts that someone has wanted to hang on to after their pet is gone?
Yeah, so we had a gal, I can't off the top of my head remember exactly which vertebra that she wanted, but she had a very specific vertebra that she wanted back, the bone. So again, that was surgically removed and then went through the whole bone process in return to her. But we have families, I mean, everything from some of them want us to clip the nails of their pets and put it in a vial and return it back to them. Lots of cat whiskers. We also can can return if your pet ever had surgery and there are screws or plates left in. Lots of families actually want those items returned back to them.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing, like, you ever see like a superhero film and like the superhero's in like peril and he's like being hung, like tied up on a rope and they're going to drop him into this vat of water. This point. You know what I mean? You ever see like those, like way back when you're younger, like Batman or something like that. He's got like, you know, he's got to hurry. And like, what does it look like? Is it like a giant tank that you see the stuff happening, or is
So the machines are always stainless steel because those aren't affected by the alkali. So no, you cannot see the process. The human machines, they're kind of like tubes, whereas mine is more rectangular.
Okay, Darcy, one more weird question, because obviously, yeah, like I know you guys, dogs, cats, rabbits, other like, you know, home pets, but me being a little farm girl, have you guys ever done aquamation on like a chicken or a farm animal?
Like a pig?
Yes, well, so we have done chickens, lots of urban chickens. We have this sweet lady that every single time one of her chickens passes, she comes in. I think we've probably done 7 or 8 of those. We've done fish, snakes.
Well, this is fantastic, Darcy. I mean, I know you and I have chatted about this, but it's really cool to see Steve's wheels turning, getting to learn more about aquamation.
One thing, like, I got to imagine when you tell somebody you do this for a living, like, I mean, would you agree that this is like, in the eyes of many, this would be one of the stranger jobs that somebody has ever had?
Absolutely. I will say I am very popular at parties.
The Daily Mix Show.
Okay, do you think you can top my friend Darcy? Do you think you have a stranger job than her doing aquamation? Do you have a job that when you bring it up at parties, you're like the most popular person in the room? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Audio Slave. Do you have a strange job? A job that when you bring it up at parties, people just want to talk to you about it because it's very, very strange. 206-803-ROCK.
We got some great text messages, including one from our friend Rose in Tacoma that says, I didn't know this about Rose. It's funny how we've both been texting with her all this time. Do you know what Rose does for a living?
I have no idea.
It involves bottoms.
Bottoms?
Yes.
Does she do Brazilian butt lifts?
Close. She's an esthetician. Usually the conversation starter at the parties is, well, I wax beeholes for a living. From Rose in Tacoma.
Maybe not Brazilian butt lifts, but Brazilian waxes for
yes.
sure.
Now, do you think anyone's like, hey, do you have any, do you have your equipment remotely?
Do house calls?
All of a sudden at the party, it's just a full-on b-hole party? Wait, that's a whole other thing.
Could you imagine, though? I mean, she's probably seen it all. Like, literally.
Yeah. It's a tough day at work sometimes.
Shout out to Rose.
So it says, I don't know if this is, like, you call yourself a professional, but it sounds more like a side hustle, but they said I'm a professional mermaid. I do birthday parties and aquarium shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be fun.
That would be super cool. My little niece would love that.
If this person just showed up.
Oh my gosh, yes. That would be a rad party.
Now, do you have to wear like the red wig so you can look like Ariel for like parties?
There's more than one mermaid, Steve.
Name another mermaid. My point exactly. You can't do it.
I can't. That's the only one I know by name.
So it's like clean up after crime scenes. This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. I know way too much about Luminol and blood splatter. The party conversations go from zero to Dexter real fast.
This just reminded me, I have a friend who does cornea retrieval. So like if you're an organ donor and you pass away,
yes,
my friend will go in and remove your corneas.
Wait, so they have a one person?
Yes.
There's a person that just does that.
Yes, cornea removal. It's bonkers.
I would have just figured that like that's part of the deal. Whoever's there to deal with the body, that
they just get it all.
Just scoop it or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Right?
Maybe.
No? okay. Danny, you might be interested in this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm a professional cuddler. It's non-sexual, but super intimate. Most people think it's fake until I show them that my calendar is booked out a month.
Yeah, I do need a cuddler. No, what?
You were just complaining yesterday how you needed a good cuddle.
Oh, I was just trying to get one from you, Steve.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't picking up on what you were throwing down.
I am so curious what people's cuddle requests would be. Like, you know, like small spoon, little spoon, big spoon.
That is an interesting. Okay, maybe it's not interesting, but that actually piqued my interest. Like, percentage wise, how many people want to be the spoon?
Oh.
And how many people want to not be it?
Do you like to be the big spoon or the little spoon, Steve?
Big.
Big spoon?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Danny?
I like to be the little spoon.
You do? You like a little jetpack back
there? Yeah. This is why we share a hotel room when we go to the radio conventions.
The Daily Mix Show.
would you like to beat Steve this morning? His record is 230 wins, 71 losses, and 55 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you believe that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Come on, Big Spoons. Let's go.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.